Question 70. What is the use of padding in PyTorch? Answer. Here are a few use cases for padding in PyTorch. Spatial dimensions preservation. In CNNs, padding is often applied to ensure that the spatial dimensions of the input and output tensors remain the same after convolutional layers. By padding the input, the convolution operation can cover the edges of the input data, which helps retain important spatial information. Padding is typically added symmetrically on both sides of the input tensor. Handling variable input sizes, padding is useful when dealing with input data of different sizes. For example, in image classification tasks, images may have varying dimensions. By padding smaller images, you can bring them to a consistent size, enabling batch processing and ensuring compatibility with the model architecture that expects a fixed input size. Mitigating information loss. In some scenarios, without padding, convolutional or pooling operations may cause the output tensor to shrink in size. This reduction in spatial dimensions can result in the loss of important information from the input. Padding can help mitigate this issue by preserving the spatial information at the edges and corners of the input data. Resolving border effects. Padding is also used to address border effects or artifacts that can occur during convolution operations. Without padding, the output size of a convolutional layer becomes smaller, potentially losing valuable information at the border.